Hello, this is Dora Tarver from e-projectmanagers.com. And I wanted to share with you a answer to a question someone recently sent to me. They're asking about the benefits of using a resource pool, the pros and cons of using a resource pool, as well as using a master schedule, and the pros and cons of when you link your master schedule to the project schedules, and also the relationship of predecessors in your master schedule. So first, in terms of using a resource pool, it is helpful to use a resource pool if you need to have an organized way of seeing the availability of resources in your department or area. A resource pool lets you know who's working on what, when they'll be available, so that you can properly schedule them on other projects. In terms of a master schedule is a integration of multiple project schedules, and you can insert other project schedules into a master schedule and keep them linked so that when the other project schedules are updated, let's say you're a program manager and you have other project managers working on you and working with you, and they maintain their own project schedules. When you open the master schedule, you'll be able to see the updates to their schedule in your master schedule. So the master schedule, if you keep it linked, gives you a central location to be able to view updates and changes to the individual project schedules. Now, if you take the link out, then pretty much you're discarding the original project schedules and working now in what you're calling the master schedule. So you really have to know how you're planning on working and how your projects are organized. So with a master schedule, you can either keep it linked or not. But a master schedule is typically a way to be able to view multiple projects from one central location. If you're managing all the projects and you're the one who's looking at the master schedule, then maybe you're creating projects one at a time, and it just helps you to create them separately in a project schedule and then insert them into the master schedule. That's fine. You can do that if that works well for you. You can link the master schedule to a resource pool as well and see where resources are. In reference to predecessors, in a master schedule, you can have predecessors to other projects in the master schedule. Simply using the predecessor column, you can link to other tasks in the master schedule. The use of a master schedule or a resource pool really is not methodology dependent. So if you're using a waterfall technique or agile technique, that really doesn't matter. You can use a master schedule for either, and it doesn't matter if you link it or not. The reasons for linking or not have to do with whether or not you're physically managing the individual project schedules that are in the master schedule. And if you are not, and you have other people working on the team who are managing the schedule, then having it in a master schedule that's linked will help you see the current activity in the schedule. So when other people update the schedule, you'll be able to see the changes. When you take the links out, you will not have that relationship. It's basically the master schedule that's going to be the primary schedule. So keep that in mind. And if you have any other questions, feel free to contact me. My email address is Dora Tarver, that's T as in Tom, AR, V as in Victory, ER, at E as in Edward dash projectmanagers.com. Thank you and have an excellent day.